crocodiles drifting down on deep water, or lying asleep with its jaws open on a sandbank in the sun, is a picturesque adornment to the landscape when you are on the deck of a steamer and you can write home about it and frighten your relations on your behalf. But when you are away among the swamps on a small dugout canoe and that crocodile and its relations are awake, a thing he makes a point of being at flood tide because of fish coming along, you may not be able to write home about him, and you get frightened on your own behalf. For crocodiles can, and often do in such places, grab at people in small canoes. On one occasion, a mighty Silurian, as the Daily Telegraph would call him, chose to get his front paws over the stern of my canoe and endeavoured to improve our acquaintance. It is no use saying I was frightened, for this miserably understates the case. I fetched him a clip on the snout with a paddle. He withdrew, and I paddled to the very middle of the lagoon, which I hoped was too deep for him or any of his friends to repeat the performance. I should think he was 8 feet long. But don't go and say I measured him, or that this is my outside measurements for crocodiles. I have measured them, when killed by other people, up to 21 feet. Mine was only a pushing young creature who had not learnt manners.